This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and happy Easter to you and your family. I hope you have a great day and enjoy the holiday. Hopefully you're not in an area where they're still getting snow and ice, but the weather still hasn't stabilized. We had a caller from Pennsylvania this morning earlier that was telling us they're expecting some snow tomorrow and possibly more at the end of the week. So it doesn't matter where you live, Mother Nature has the last say on when you can get that planting done. So you got to hold back. Doesn't matter what the garden books say. You have to use it as a guide. And when it's ready, then you can get out there. But there are things that you can do besides raking the lawn, putting down your lime, controlling some of your broadleaf weeds, getting the lawn fertilized. And if you don't know what your soil looks like underground, then how about a soil test? And Natural Alternative, one of my great sponsors, is offering a free soil test for you, for your lawn. Not for the garden, for the lawn. And if you give them a call on Monday, they will send you a packet, and there's a kit in there that tells you what to do. You fill the packet with the amount of soil that they want, and you just drop it in the mail, and they'll analyze your soil. They'll let Natural Alternative know the results. They'll call you and tell you what you need to do. And it's as simple as that. Now, this is a university that does the soil test. It's not with a little soil test kit that you can buy in your garden center. It's a professional soil test. So give them a call tomorrow. Their number is 888-546-5941. That's 888-546-5941. And when they answer, tell them that you'd like to talk to somebody about a free soil test that you heard on the Paul Parent Garden Club. They'll send you the material. Even if you've got snow on the ground now, or even if you're like Mary from Pennsylvania, order the kit. It's limited. And, you know, they can only do so many. And they'll test your soil for you. So that's something that should be done. But if your ground is open, you can put down your fertilizer at this point, get things going, feed all of your shrubbery. And while you're out there, any shrubs that were damaged because of snow load during the winter, prune them. Get all the broken or damaged branches off. And by removing them, the branches around it will fill in the gap where you remove that branch. So get everything out that doesn't look good. If your plants need a little bit of pruning and they're not flowering, so you wouldn't want to prune a rhododendron now because the flower bud is on the tip of the branch. But if you've got arborvitae or you have hemlock, you have holly, and they're getting out of control, you can prune them now. and that will encourage new growth to fill in the thin areas in your lawn. But get them fed. Anything that's evergreen, you want to use a product called Holly Tone. And Holly Tone is for evergreen type plants. Doesn't matter what it is. Could be ground covers like myrtle, pachysandra, vinca. It could be with holly, yews, junipers, arborvitae, hemlock. Get them fed now. And it's easy. You measure the diameter of the trunk, if it's an arborvitae or a hemlock or a tree. And you put 1 pound per inch of the diameter of the trunk. So if the trunk is 6 inches, you need 6-7 pounds. If the plant really needs to be thickened, you could give it 2 pounds. It's all organic. It will not burn. And all I've done in the past, take a crowbar, jam it into the ground about 3 feet from the front of the plant, wiggle it, and make a hole about 6 inches deep. Put a half a handful in it, and then just step on it to fill in the hole until you put down what you need. And it will feed the plants for about 3 months. It's got the beneficial microbes. And if you want to make your evergreens look better, this is the way to do it. And it's so easy, and it's a lot less expensive than using the spikes. The spikes is a man-made fertilizer. It lasts 30 days, sometimes a little bit longer. You're paying for the bonding agent. So you can put down the Holly Tone for half the price of the fertilizer spikes. And if it's a non-evergreen plant like forsythia, bridal wreath, potentilla, viburnum, anything that blooms from spring to fall that loses its foliage, get some plant tone. And you can do everything with that. You can even take some of the plant tone, excuse me, and spread it in your perennial beds, and it will feed all of your perennials. So there's more than one use to it. But there are things that can be done now. The main thing is get the lawn clean and raked, and then you can start to work on it. In the shrubbery, you want to do the pruning that needs to be done. Anything broken or dead, get it out of there. And that way you can feed them and you can control the size. The biggest mistakes that we as a homeowner will do is not to prune the plants on a yearly basis. And you skip 3 or 4 years on a rhododendron that you planted underneath a window. The next thing you know, it's blocking the window. So do some selective pruning. And that way you can shape your plants. You can make them thicker. You can make them fuller. And you can keep your landscaping to look really well. Don't let them grow together, get to be too tall. They lose that beautiful inside foliage. Selective pruning, and that should be done right now. So use your time wisely. You know, you can't work in a garden. It's too wet. It's too cold. In some areas, it's too snowy. But let's start to get some of that work done. And the one thing that I like to do, and it will save you so much time, if you have a perennial bed or a landscaping bed that has shrubs and perennials in it, things like hosta and daylilies and, you know, bleeding heart or some of your sunny type flowers, they're all dormant right now. They're still in the ground. Go in that garden bed, cut off all of the brown foliage that remains, edge the bed to make it look good, and then just dump wheelbarrows or bags of bark in that planting bed. And because they haven't poked through the ground, you dump the whole bag or a whole wheelbarrow. You take a grading rake, it's a flat rake, steel, and you just spread the mulch all over the bed. When the ground warms up, the perennials that are there will poke right through the mulch. If you wait till the perennials are up, you've got to do it by the handful. By the wheelbarrow full is a lot easier, a lot quicker, and there's no damage to the perennials. So let's get that mulching done, the beds edged, and if you want to start feeding your shrubs and trees, get that done. You want to get the lawn limed, which will pay itself back tenfold by making the food that you put in your lawn more effective. Because acid soil, if you've got moss in your soil, the food that you put down, only up to 50%, maybe 60%, the plant can use. If you add lime, 90% or more will be used up by your garden. So it's really important. Get the lime done. Get a soil test. And let's get moving. You know, if it's snowing, these are some things that you can do in the open areas. The other thing is, start planning. Look at the seed catalogs and plan out your garden, whether it's a flower bed, a vegetable garden, perennials. Let's get moving, and especially perennials. Let's get them weeded, cleaned, fertilized, and then mulched. And you're all done for the year for the most part. So working on it early will save you many hours of work. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt, pressure treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Happy Easter, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you need some help with your garden this morning, the number to call is 855-660-4261. Nathan will talk to you, we'll get you set up, and we can help you out. I've been telling you about some of the things that need to be done, even though the weather hasn't stabilized yet. If you have areas in your lawn that stay wet, you're more likely to have moss, because moss prefers a nice, moist soil. If you're a vegetable garden, the soil gets clumpy, and root crops like carrots grow short, beets don't get very big, your potatoes don't grow that well, they stay small. It's because you've got clay in your soil. And what happens is when the clay gets wet, it sticks together, just like silly putty. And because it's so heavy, the root crop has a tough time to push its way in the soil to get larger or longer. So there's two things that you can use, either or. Local garden center, you want to get garden gypsum. Espoma, the people that make Holytone and Plantone, they have a product called Soil Perfector, and it's a garden gypsum. Gypsum is what they make sheetrock in your home. So all of your walls and your ceiling I made a gypsum, which is this soil protector. You want to apply it to your gardens as soon as possible so that as the rains push it deeper and deeper, the gypsum will coat the individual particles of clay with a skin, and now they can't stick together. So you'll have improved drainage. The soil is less likely to stick together. Excuse me. and that way you'll have better vegetables. But in the perennial bed, same thing. The roots have a tough time moving through a clay-type soil. So you put down this soil perfecter, garden gypsum, and it will soften up the soil. The other place that I use it in the fall and again in the spring, the grass on the side of the road. And at my house, we have the road. We have about 15 feet of grass, and then I have a split rail fence across the front of the property, and I can plant. I have some flowering pears planted right near the fence, and on the back side in the yard, I have a perennial garden. So I take the garden gypsum or the soil perfecter, I apply it in the fall along the road. And what it does is it opens up the soil so that the salt that the snowplow put down to melt the ice that's now pushed onto the side of the road doesn't kill the grass. And it works beautiful. So if you haven't done it in this past fall, put it down right now. It goes down with a spreader, very easy to apply. And then as we get rain, it will push it down in the ground with every storm. And what will happen is the salt from the snowplow that's there killing the roots of your lawn and shrubs or trees will get pushed further down below the root zone, and you won't have a lot of dieback. So it's a good product. It's inexpensive, and it's worth its weight in gold because it softens up the soil. It dries out the garden. Now, it won't dry it out so that it won't hold, but it gets rid of the excess water that's in your garden so that you can get in it earlier in the year. We've had a few people that have called this morning that said their garden is all mud. Mine in Maine, half of it is mud, the other half is snow. So as soon as the snow is all gone, I'm going to add the soil perfecter to it. It will last for years, but it breaks apart the clay. Your plants grow better. The roots can go travel further in the ground to get the food and the water that they need. So this is a good product, and I know a lot of you have dead grass along the road. Put it down and get rid of that clay. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in southern California. California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and happy Easter to you and your family. I hope you have a great day and enjoy the holiday. Nathan, who's up next?
John in Massachusetts.
John, good morning, and happy Easter to you and your family.
Happy Easter to you, Paul.
Thank
you. I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
I have arborvitaes that are about 18 to 20 feet tall,
mm-hmm.
and the snow bent them. I mean, really, really bent them over. They're like halfway down. How do I get them back straightened up? I mean, they're pretty thick, too. So I'd say some of the branches are around 3 and 4 inches in circumference.
And they've just spread out like a star.
It just flatten them out, so you got some going to the right, some going to the left, and pretty thick.
What you're going to have to do, buy some poly tubing, you know, the little plastic tubing that you would use in like a fish tank.
Yeah,
you can buy that at Home Depot, Lowe's, any of those places, your local hardware store. They sell it by the yard. And you're going to get some wire. You're going to take a piece of, first of all, take all of your branches, have somebody give you a hand, and try and pull everything together and get it up again and tie it with some rope. And to hold them in place. And then what you're going to do, at the 6 or 7 foot level, you're going to take this poly tubing, you're going to push some aluminum wire so it doesn't rust through it, and figure how big of a piece it's going to take to go all the way around. And leave about 6 inches on each end of the plastic tubing.
wrap it around the tree, twist the ends together to make a circle, and then if they're really, really tall, you may have to go up another 6 feet and do the same thing.
And then you tie them together.
Right. Okay. So you're gonna make a horseshoe. You're gonna wrap it around, twist the wires together, and it will act like a brace. And
okay.
being that yours are tall, you know, go up like halfway up or a little bit less than halfway up, and then another 3 or 4 or 5 feet and do a second circle, and that will hold it together.
Okay, and so I'm going to be using aluminum wire.
Yep.
Aluminum wire. And I can get all that stuff in the Home Depot, Lowe's, those people?
Yeah. Yeah. And
okay.
The reason I want you to use aluminum is it won't rust. If you use a steel wire, it's going to rust with time, and then all of a sudden, bam, it will break, and your whole hedge will just open right up again.
Okay.
And and the reason for the poly tubing is once it's on there, it's going to stay there. And when it gets windy, if it was just wire, it would rub on those branches. And it would rub off the bark, making an entry for possible diseases to get in. But by putting that plastic tubing around it, it's cushioned, and it won't rub off the bark.
Okay, got it. Now, the other question I have for you, Paul, is we bought seeds. And I always just got regular dirt soil. And the seeds never grew. And I remember you mentioned once that you have to get a starter seed soil. Was that the name of it?
This is what, for the lawn?
No, this is for flowers and, you know, and stuff like that. I try to, every time I try to grow tomatoes or even flowers in, you know, from seeds, it just doesn't work. So
right.
I'm doing, and I remember you had mentioned once, and I didn't write it down, that I needed a certain kind of soil because the regular soil is too heavy and the seed can't pop up.
Right. Yeah. There's a company called Espoma. They make Holytone and Plantone.
Yeah,
and
I use both of those.
They have developed a seed starter soil. It's different than regular potting soil because it's lighter. And you've got a little baby seed that's got to push through heavy potting soil, and it's not sterilized. The seed starter soil is lighter, it drains better, and it's totally sterilized so that you don't have to worry, in your case, where you had seeds that germinated, the soil was heavy, it stayed wet, and they rotted. But with the seed starter soil, it's light, it's airy, and it's sterile so that the seeds can go right through it, and the germinating percentage of you planting is going to be far better than using regular potting soil. So it's
good.
Espoma seed starting soil.
Let me write that down. I got one more question, though. I also bought, you know those little kits that you, it holds the seed, the little cups, and then you put the plastic piece over it.
Yes.
Should I be using that? And I've been putting that in the sun. And
The plastic dome is put on there until the seeds germinate. And the reason for the plastic dome is it retains the moisture in your starting soil or pots, and it keeps the humidity level higher because seeds will germinate better if the air is humid compared to a dry home, especially if you have like forced hot air heat. That top quarter of an inch dries out very, very quickly. And the plastic dome prevents that from happening. Your soil stays moist, it stays warmer, and your seeds will germinate quicker.
Okay, can I leave that outside?
Normally, I would say yes, but the way things are going this year, I'd say no. Definitely keep them inside. I mean, we had a woman during the 9 o'clock hour from Pennsylvania call, and she had a whole bunch of seedlings. She had some onions she wanted to plant, but they're calling for a snowstorm for the middle of Pennsylvania for tomorrow and possibly a second storm by the end of the week. So until Mother Nature settles down, the only thing that I would advise that you plant now is pansies, four-color Johnny Jump-Ups violas. If your ground is soft and the frost is out, shrubbery can be planted, perennials can be planted, but, you know, pull back the reins a little bit, slow it down until the weather stabilizes.
Yeah, we bought some, you know, flowers,
mm-hmm.
seeds. And that's, you know, you can never get the damn things to grow. So when I remember you saying the potting soil, I said, I got to try it again, but I forgot the name of the potting soil.
Yeah.
So I can do that now. I can put those seeds in now.
Oh, sure.
Just keep them indoors. Okay.
Right. Keep them inside. And then the thing that you want to do is before you put them in the ground, in the garden, a week before you're going to do it, take those seedlings, either put them in a garage, on your back porch during the day, and to let them get accustomed to the cooler weather. And that nice, succulent, soft stem will get hard. It will get fibrous. And that way it will be able to tolerate being outside. What I've done at many, many times, I have a garage. So I will take the seedlings, I'll put them in the garage a week before. During the day, if it's nice, I slide them outside. Then at night, I put them inside the garage so that it doesn't get too cold, the wind doesn't disturb them, and I do that for a week. And then they're ready to go out. But it's called hardening off. And what the nurseries and greenhouses do, they're growing seedlings. And when they're getting ready to sell them, they turn off the heat. During the day, they open up all the vents to let the cooler air in. And they do that for a week or 10 days. And now those plants are ready to go. But you've got to pre-treat them by hardening them off. And that's a cooling period of a week to 10 days. And if you don't have a garage or a tool shed to put them in, but you have a porch, put them on the porch where they're sheltered from the wind. Put them out when you go to work in the morning. When you get home at 5 o'clock, bring them inside the house.
But take the dome off as soon as they start the seeds start to open up and come out.
Right. As soon as you see that you've got, you know, a couple dozen seedlings coming out, take off the dome and leave it off for the rest of the year. If you leave the dome on it, it's going to keep it very humid, which is what you want to germinate. But being that the plants are now growing, they're going to stay so humid that you could get a fungus attacking them. So when you see that there's a bunch of them coming out, take off the dome, and you're ready to go.
Beautiful. Paul, thank you so very much.
John, you have a great Easter, and call us when you get ready to garden.
Got it. You have a great Easter, too. Enjoy the day.
Thank you, John. Bye-bye. If you need some help, give us a call, 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. And we'll try and work together to help you to have a great gardening season. And for those of you that have open lawns, and you've got dandelions and chickweed and clover from last year, there's a new product that you can use right now. It's called Weed Beater Ultra. It's made by Bonide. And this is the only company that has this product. All of your broadleaf weed killers, like Weed Be Gone, made by Scotts, it's got to be 65 degrees to work. Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide will work at 45 to 50 so that you can put it on the weeds that are there now and kill them when they're young, when they haven't had a chance to really develop. And that's the secret. You can kill a young or an underdeveloped weed a lot quicker than a fully matured one. And, you know, the weed be gone, you got to wait till it's 65, and that's going to be May. So if your snow is all gone, you're getting some good weather, it comes with a built-in sprayer, you just attach it to the hose, and away you go. And within a week, you're going to see these plants starting to die. But it's something that you can do. We also talk about mulching. If you have a perennial bed, get it edged, get it cleaned, and put down your bark mulch. Your garden center sells it by the bag. They sell it by the yard. And if you get it delivered by the yard, it's going to be a lot cheaper. You dump it in your driveway, scoop it into a wheelbarrow, dump it right on top of the bed. Don't worry what's there. Just dump it on top of the bed. Take a steel rake and even it out. And when the perennials are ready to grow, they'll poke up right through it and look beautiful. If you wait until they're up, you can't dump a wheelbarrow of mulch in your perennial bed, because you've got to put it around them so that you don't hurt the leaves of the plant. Doing it now, you do the whole bed in 5 minutes compared to probably a couple of hours. So it's a lot easier. Get out there.
Folks, be ready for snow and ice with Natural Alternative Ice Melt. Natural Alternative Ice Melt before the storm to keep it working to minus 16 degrees. It won't harm your lawn like rock salt can, and it doesn't have a greasy residue on floors and everything else like a deck, walkway, and patios. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is safer for pets and their paws. It's non-toxic and biodegradable. Call Natural Alternatives at 888-546-5941 and tell them that Paul sent you for free shipping. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract,
talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Good morning and happy Easter to you and your family. I hope you have a wonderful day. Keep thinking spring. I know for a lot of you, it's just not there yet. For some of you, it's getting there. And it's been a very unusual winter and spring so far. Our caller from Pennsylvania this morning told us they're expecting snow tomorrow. On the news, we've seen pictures of kids having an Easter egg hunt in the snow. So Mother Nature is not ready. Just hold back the reins and plant when the time is due, and I'll keep updating you. Nathan, who's up next?
Raquel in Marion, Massachusetts.
Raquel, good morning and happy Mother's Day. Happy Easter to you this morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. I have two questions for you, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. The first one is that fertilizer for the arborvitaes of the Leland trees, you said it was holly...
Holly Tone.
T-O-N-E, correct?
T-O-N-E. Yeah, Holly Tone is for any evergreen plants.
Okay.
And with your Leland cypress, you know the one thing that I always tell people to do that have Leland, they grow fast.
Okay, We have those.
And in the spring, if you can prune them back just a little bit, it will make them wider.
I think my mistake with the Lelands is that I kind of pruned them in the bottom from the ground because mm-hmm. I didn't want the snow to, when we push the snow against them, I didn't want them to break the limbs in the bottom.
Right.
And they haven't come back in that area, in the bottom.
Yeah.
They're kind of like bald.
Yeah, if you prune the branches off right to the stem, then they probably will not come back.
Ouch. Well, so they're doing the thing.
The thing that you can do, how far up from the ground is there no branches?
I would say, okay, we have branches. They're sticking out from the bottom, the ground. They're mm-hmm. sticking up, but there's no leaves on them. That's
okay.
Maybe 2 feet.
2 feet? Then
yeah.
Why don't you, if it's a place that you plow the snow, you can't
yep.
put anything permanent there because it's going to get broken with the snow every year.
Correct.
So what I would do is to plant some perennials.
Okay.
Like daylilies. They'll grow 18 inches tall. If it's a partly shaded area, you could put hosta. And that way, during the winter, the plants have died back to the ground. You push all the snow that you want. And then in the spring, the new growth comes out, and it hides that bottom couple of feet of your Leland cypress, and it looks just beautiful.
Cool. I'll do that. Now, I wanted to know about the holly tone and what to do with this bald area, the Lelands and the Ibervites. My next question is, of course, we have that our winters were really, really bad. And I have three lilac bushes in the back, and they do fabulous, absolutely fabulous every year. One of my corner ones, they're like 8 to 9 feet tall.
Okay.
But my corner one on the right, as I faced looking at them, it got split by the snow and the wind, and it didn't break from the bottom. It just kind of like pulled itself up a little bit
okay.
from the soil. Now,
yep.
you can't see the roots. I was out there yesterday. It's very heavy. I cannot pull it back up by myself. I'm going to have a tree guy come in and help me. But I stepped on top of that little area where it's pulled up, and it's like it's still there. It's hanging in there, and it was kind of like I pushed down on it, and if I could have it pulled back up, do you think if I pull it back up with a rope and tie it close to my the little
yeah.
place it's on?
You know,
and then,
Rachel, the thing,
okay?
The thing that you can do, if you have any junior high or high school kids in your neighborhood,
sure.
or you have grandkids,
yeah.
have them come and give you a hand. You don't have to pay a professional to do that. And the thing that's going to happen in the spring, they're going to be so busy, they just won't have the time for a simple job.
Okay.
But get a friend, a neighbor, a relative, a kid on the street
yep.
that you know. Have them help you.
Okay.
And then what you're going to do,
okay.
you're going to have them hold a branch.
Okay.
And while they're holding the branch,
mm-hmm.
you're going to take some duct tape. And
okay.
you're going to run the duct tape around that split.
Okay.
And you're going to go 2 or 3 times around it from the bottom all the way up to where that crotch is.
Okay.
And you're going to leave it on there for 2 years. And after 2 years, you cut off the duct tape, and it's healed together so that you don't need to pay a landscaper. You and one of your grandkids or kids, neighborhood kid, you can do it together.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Paul.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.